Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. I am convinced that this slow motion coup that's gone on will result in impeachment, although I think inside Democrat ranks, they are thinking he's got to be an off-ramp, the ones that are not crazed. This is not working. So Nancy Pelosi will play you the cuts, announced today. She's calling upon the chairman, I guess Nadler mainly, but Schiff too, articles of impeachment. Give us the articles of impeachment. A couple of things, and you'll hear this in the cut, though. They're going with this King stuff. They like the King stuff. You know, that Carlin woman kept on this yesterday. Trump is not a king. This is their latest gambit now. I don't know if they focus this group, you know. He's not a king. The founders, they didn't want a king. He's trying to be a king. King Trump. That's why we're doing this. And they got caught up in the joke with Barron Trump.
I wonder if they poll their constituents to see if king was the perfect term for them, like they did bribery.
Right.
Rather than dictator.
Right. Then dictator. Yeah, you would think
tyrant.
Dictator. Yeah, why not that? Why king? Why are they going with king? The other thing I noticed, Pelosi in the news conference, and she doesn't do these news conferences. This tells you it's high stakes. They're putting a lot of chips into this because she's not good at this. Has said that because of what Trump did with Ukraine, this is a new thing now, point of emphasis, that 10 to 13,000 more people died in Ukraine because they were not armed well enough. Now, I know what you're saying. Before you turn off the row, Obama. Obama would not give them the military assistance that you know who did, the Javelin. You hear about that Javelin all the time, right? Anti-tank. Who gave them that? Trump, the Trump administration, and Congress. President Obama wouldn't go down that path. So when we start to hear this, that fact, the GOP is going to mention again and again and again. How is Trump responding? Beautifully on this on Twitter. Essentially saying, okay, if you're going to impeach, let's stop holding up the business of the American public, the trade deal and other things. Do it now. Let's do it quickly. Let's get it on. Impeach me. Let's get the Senate trial going. Let's do it. Do it. And that's a good talking point throughout the holidays. I can't tell. I don't know if anybody I could get on that could tell right now. Are they going to do this before Christmas or not? I think not. Simply because, yes, speed helps them to do the deed and get, I get all that. But they realize they got to do a lot of work to crystallize public opinion. But what the heck can they do? They've had Fiona Apple up there. They've had Sondland. They had Carlin yesterday, just a tremendous. Can you imagine across America if people would only hear the professor, Carlin, and her meanness toward Barron Trump? They would be compelled to say, I see impeachment now. So I don't know what else they can do at this point. They've had their hearings. They've done all that. Now they put out the articles of impeachment. But there's no smoking gun. There's no crime. There's nothing else that's going to come up. So do they hope that some evidence magically will fall through the skies? I'm convinced now, Dan, they are not going to vote for impeachment before Christmas because they realize this is losing at this point. They think there's got to be something else. Here's what they're going to go with. They're going to bank shot this. They hope they narrowed in on Giuliani. And Giuliani's in some messy stuff here. Okay. And they're hoping by doing that corruption, if it is, that that backs up on Trump and they can use that. That's what the play is going to be.
So I'm over here listening right now live. Nancy Pelosi's answering questions from the press. She does her weekly press conference.
Yes.
And she just tried to make the case that this impeachment is not political at all. And I do have that cut for you if
yes.
you want it.
Yeah, let's hear this from the Nancy Pelosi press conference.
Well, thank you for your question. This has absolutely nothing to do with politics. It isn't about politics, partisanship, Democrats and Republicans. That's totally insignificant. It's about the Constitution of the United States, the oath of office we take to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. It's about the president not honoring his oath of office. So, no, I'm not concerned.
Are you concerned about what this vote might do to the country, and how did you weigh that as you came to this decision?
How this would vote would do, well, as I said this morning, I'm really sorry the president made this necessary by his complete disregard for the vision of our founders, for what he is doing. Article 2 says I can do whatever I want. It was completely contrary to what our founders had in mind.
Couple things. We're going to settle this with one of the best in the country tomorrow. Alan Dershowitz at 9 o'clock tomorrow, Dr. Laura at 10, and Bo Snerdly at 11. How's that for an all-star lineup?
Woo!
Yes. This idea that Trump is making this necessary. Notice, too, suddenly Democrats who, really the progressive Democrats, let's face it, they hate the Founding Fathers. They're not out there naming streets after Washington and Jefferson. Stop it already with the Founding Fathers. They seem to have landed on Madison, James Madison, as somebody, we don't know enough about him, you know, so we'll make him the Founding Father. We'll throw Ben Franklin in there. And they're talking about God and prayerful. Wow. Anything. The kitchen sink here. So my guess is they stretch this out past the holidays because they have not crystallized anything. In fact, Dan, here is Brett Baer yesterday on Fox News. And this is accurate. This isn't just opinion. Brett Baer talking about, well, what has happened around impeachment? This will be cut six since the beginning of this. Here's what he said on his show on Fox News Channel.
It comes down to one thing, and that is math. And since the beginning of this process, this inquiry, has any lawmaker, either side, changed their mind on where they stand on impeachment? Remember, the inquiry started with two Democrats voting against the inquiry. You have 31 House Democrats from districts, congressional districts, that Donald Trump won in 2016. Now, the swing state polls on impeachment have shifted dramatically in recent days. And it's against impeachment and impeachment and removal. How many of those Democrats will, after Jonathan Turley's presentation perhaps today, change how they feel about how this is going?
All right. And in fact, Dan, we think that Jeff Andrew, who's been a stand-up guy, Democrat from Cape May County, will be on somehow or another on Monday. We're working on it. We think that's going to happen. Here's the key. As long as Republicans stay unified in this, I saw Paul Begala today out there saying, well, the reason this is not bipartisan is because of Republicans. As long as it's a big fat zero, meaning they don't have one Republican and you have at least two Democrats, boy, they're going to be putting the pressure on these other Democrats in those 31 districts where Trump won big time. Because if it's a close impeachment vote or the worst, they hold the impeachment vote and they lose. Well, that's giving the election to Trump right there. So as long as Republicans are completely unified on this, and this is rare, there were some that I had doubts on, where none of them are saying, I see the light now, Trump should be impeached. You can say all that you want. Things have changed. People that are reasonable are going to say, why is it when it was Nixon, a number of people turned on Nixon that were Republicans? Why was it when it was Clinton, there were a number of Democrats who voted for articles of impeachment, or at least some of it? Why is that? Why did that happen and it's not happening here? Then you get into the difference with this and why it is just political, why it doesn't rise to that level. So the key is, if Republicans are as united as they are at this point and none of them are moving the other way, the media's got nothing. And hopefully with Democrats, my goal would be, if we get close to even five Democrats out there saying they can't vote for impeachment as this continues, if it's 10, that's disaster. It just undercuts their entire argument. Aside from the big picture stuff, the strategy of it is undercut. So Nancy Pelosi announces today, move forward with articles of impeachment. I still don't read that as, say, definitely we're going to vote on impeachment. There's still an off-ramp there, but it's getting smaller and smaller. They're coming up on the off-ramp. Here's how I would put it. They're going 70, and the off-ramp is maybe 100 feet away. What are they going to do? All right, 99, 98, clock is ticking. Are they going to continue to play this out? Yeah, I think they are. And they're hoping that either Giuliani or something happens here where they can be screaming bombshell. And then they think the country is going to be with them. They're deluding themselves, but they box themselves in with this. There's not really a way out here. This is not working. all the polling, all the instincts, all the TV viewing numbers going down, they all indicate this is not working. So why continue to do it? Well, they box themselves in. They're thinking it's even worse if they pull out now. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. The House Judiciary Committee is going to hold a hearing on Monday in the impeachment inquiry. We'll see if we can find out what that's going to be about. Another hearing. I don't think that'll be televised as far as I know. But this is closer to full all-out debate on impeachment and articles of impeachment. And they seem to be playing with this King idea. They're going past Ukraine. There's going to be at least two articles of impeachment. I haven't heard emoluments yet, but I think they'll throw that in as a third, that Trump is benefiting out of being in office. Just think of the architects yesterday, though, who came up with those three people. Just think of that, particularly this Carlin woman. Are you insane? Thank God for this. This is the reason they'll never run America. They put a woman, that Carlin woman, in there yesterday who is completely partisan, completely miserable. And she was their star, their go-to on most of this stuff. Wow. All right, let's go to Dr. Craig in Mullica Hill in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dr. Craig, good morning.
Hey there, Dom. Good morning. Lots of stuff that you're getting to. I had called in much earlier about the Peloton issue.
Sure, you can hit that.
I appreciate you bringing up. I found the whole thing quite humorous, and humor seems to be a casualty in the last decade of political correctness, you know, all this fat shaming and stuff like that. I actually wrote an article in Medical Economics called Political Correctness, Collateral Damage in Healthcare.
Dr. Craig? We might have you on that. I'd like to see that.
Oh, absolutely. After we get done, you can give me your direct contact email. But, it basically tells the story about me talking to a pharmacist and just talking frankly and candidly, trying to get a patient their prescription. And the pharmacist all of a sudden, you know, has this political correct streak and stops and lectures, you know, the physician on what he can or cannot say. And it was ridiculous. And it's amazing how someone's own personal emotions can be allowed to affect their professionalism and actually getting senior citizens the medications that they need.
Yeah, and Dr. Craig, Dan had a good question for you. How do you tell a person, how do you address obesity with a patient? What do you say? What's your bedside manner?
Well, so that's a great one. Well, I start with the fact that I'm a 52-year-old athlete who rode my bike 21 miles this morning before everybody woke up.
Well, that's you sound like wait a minute. That's a typical Dom Giordano listener. How come I don't have producers that do that, though? I have listeners, but not producers.
Well, I can help them with that.
Wait a minute. That would be a year-long project.
That's okay. That's okay. It took me 52 years to be this good because, frankly and honestly, and I tell patients, I was a fat kid. I grew up at Sears in husky, tough-skin corduroys. Nothing worse than husky, tough-skin corduroys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Except when your dad has to hem them up because your size doesn't really exist.
Right. So what do you say, Dr. Craig, to them? What do you say?
So I say, look, you know, are you interested in addressing your weight? It has to do with your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your longevity, whether you're going to get cancer or not, whether you're going to be around for your kids and your spouse. It affects everything you got. Are you ready to take ownership of your body and your health? I mean, you have the individual right to do everything or something or nothing at all.
Right. Well, that's good bedside manner.
The insurance company can't save you. Insurance company can't save you. Your boss can't save you. Your family can't even save you. And certainly the government can't save you.
Well put. That's great bedside manner. Who's your celebrity boxing match?
My celebrity boxing match is Elizabeth Warren versus the champion Bernie Sanders. And frankly and honestly, I think they're bloodying each other's nose about Medicare for all. When you look at the data, there's no money for it, number one. Number two,
right,
it becomes Medicare for none. It ruins all of our senior benefits that we have. It looks closer to Medicaid, and the government goes way over its head in debt, and it can't provide the services. And when
they
can't provide services, they are rationed. You cannot have it. You can, but you cannot.
Fired up today, Dr. Craig. I'll put you on hold, and Dan will give you my email. Thank you. I want to read that and take a look at it, Dan, or Joe will. Somebody will pick up with him there. All right, so Bernie Sanders versus Elizabeth Warren. I would bet on Elizabeth Warren in that. Here's the thing. Can you see her on? That's pretty good. So far we have Larry David versus Bernie Sanders. We have Chelsea versus Ivanka. We have a tag team match with Kellyanne Conway and others. We have Stallone and Putin. That's a pretty good one. I would bet on Putin. Stallone in that. I want to see Putin. I think it's all a myth there. I think it's photoshopped. And he didn't score 18 goals in a hockey game. You imagine guarding Putin as he comes in to score in the goalie going, oh, man, here we go again. But if you don't, you're a goaltender in Siberia. So the breaking news today is that they're going to hold another hearing in the judiciary, the House judiciary, on Monday. They can't work on Thursday or Friday. And I guess it's on articles of impeachment or something else Democrats will bring up. It's a laundry list, though, of just throwing stuff against the wall endlessly, as if this doesn't have political impact. It does. And deep down in their heart, they know it, that Trump is off the radar again. They just can't accept it, so they'll continue to say the same things. It's not winning. And it's not going to win if they impeach and it goes to the Senate. All righty, 855-839-1210, you'll get a line. We were talking during the break. You know, yesterday, the people they put up, as this was not watched a lot, but it gets out there, the Barron Trump joke got out there. Why in the world would you choose this law professor, Pam Karlan? You know that there were a lot of stories yesterday that she was up to be on the Supreme Court for President Obama. And he and his minions rejected her as too radical. Wow. The Obama court. They put Sotomayor in. And Kagan. Why would you choose this woman with this type of history? Because they're in a bubble. They have no sense. It's not about someone there that's going to be miserable and hateful. It's about someone that can articulate your case before the American people to make it seem reasonable. Even if you don't have everything on your side, that's what you want. So here is a flashback. Here's this law professor, Karlan, from Stanford. Listen to this diatribe. This is what she's usually up to against white men. She also did say yesterday, before I play that, and there was quite a point of contention. Liberals like each other. That's why they cluster together in cities. Conservatives don't. That's why they're spread out. Now, you know what that's about? Hatred of the Electoral College. Hatred that we just can't have what goes on in the disasters that are America's big cities. What is the evidence of that? That liberals like each other more. Aren't they about diversity? Wouldn't they want to be in diverse places? Well, it means all liberals that are different physically, but not thinking differently. All right, so here is this big Democrat witness. Listen to this when she gave a speech about white men.
We have to seize back the high ground on patriotism and on love of our country because we have more reason than they do to love America. Rich, pampered, prodigal, sanctimonious, incurious, white, straight sons of the powerful do pretty well everywhere in the world, and they always have.
This lady needs a shrink. The sons of the powerful, really?
All right, couple things here.
I love the Tucker Carlson laugh.
Yeah,
the
Tucker was very good. Couple things here. Democrats are always worrying about seizing back patriotism. Guess what? People like this and progressives in general are not going to seize back anything because they're not. This woman hates the very idea of the founders of America and of all this stuff. The second point is they're not going to do this because they're equating, they can't win, they continuously, this is exactly what she's doing, equating just about every white male with power. This is the old thing again for affirmative action, women and the whole thing, that if you're a white male, whether you're some guy, I don't want to stereotype, we used to say Kensington, make it some rural place, Alquippa, Pennsylvania. You have the same power as a guy who is, oh, I don't know, a Hunter Biden. Is that who she's referencing there? Hunter Biden? Is that who she's talking about? If she wanted to say Hunter Biden and Don Trump Jr., okay, That's a fair point. No, she's just talking about white men in general. They all have power. That's what you have to believe if you're a progressive. Just by your genitalia, even though that's in question. By the way, these people, Dan, did you notice yesterday? They did not give their pronouns.
I know.
I thought that was a real faux pas.
I was insulted.
I think this woman would have said they or I see or whatever the other 72
I identify as he, him, just to, you know.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. So there were no pronouns given. I thought that was a real faux pas. I thought Matt Gaetz or one of them would ask you, for the record, can I have your pronoun? Just I would ask
Could
that.
You imagine?
Just to see what would happen. Jim Jordan rolls up his sleeves more. Jim Jordan looked pretty sedate yesterday versus Gaetz or Gates.
Decency.
Yes, and then the Dean of Decency on there had to work that in. So 855-839-1210. Why would you choose this Carlin woman? What the heck are you thinking? Well, it's a buddy. It's inside the bubble. Hatred of Trump. She's in. How are you going to win by doing it? Thank God that they cannot control themselves enough to pull the wool over the eyes of enough Americans to continue this. And they're not going to. So they're holding another hearing on Monday. What are you possibly going to do at that? And what about this woman yesterday? I'd have to see if she's written on this, Dan. This theory that liberals like each other, that's why they want to live together. If you're a conservative, you don't. And that's why you're spread out so much. I think she was trying to get to the Electoral College. That's what it's about. They're in the popular. They hate. I can't come back to that enough. I mean, I'm in love with the Electoral College thing and the Founding Fathers. More than anything, I just dwell on it. I read the Federalist Papers on it. Alexander Hamilton, huge proponent of the Electoral College. Their guy, mm-hmm. Hamilton. They don't like to cite that. What is it that provokes this? They can't get their way because of that. They know it's a stumbling block. All right, let me go to some more callers. Let's go to Joe in media. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing, Dom?
Good.
With regard to this whole impeachment thing, they have devoted so much energy in the original investigation of Trump. You had how many agents were involved, and you're right. never going to tell me that those agents would not have been able to find the evidence that was necessary, because there was none.
Mm-hmm.
They committed themselves to this, and they're digging a hole deeper and deeper, and for whatever reason, they just continue to dig a hole deeper and deeper.
Well, I know what here's what the reason is. It's an obvious one. Two reasons are here. One, they can't control themselves enough, some of the principles. Two, the base of their party, they're right about that, wants this come hell or high water. And this, I hate to use the smarter ones, but the cagier ones like Nancy Pelosi know this is a disaster, but she's fearful of those two things, Joe. That's why it's continuing. But I hear her still trying to find an off-ramp. She hasn't signed off on the vote yet. They're going to take time in hope that some other evidence doesn't develop. I don't think Pelosi, though, wants to go forward with impeachment. She's smart enough to realize what it means.
Yeah, you're probably right on that count.
Yeah, but you're right. The fait accompli, they must do this now. There's no way to back off. My dream, if I had a dream, a Christmas present wish would be they go for the big vote and they fail by one vote to do it. Oh, God! We would have to have a party that would be almost as good as the inaugural day. That moment would be captured forever, wherever we are.
That would go on the Weather Channel for the stream of tears. That'd be a possible
by one vote. Can you imagine being the final one that says they can't vote for it? And we got to hope it's, you know, like Houlihan. Okay, I'll make it Houlihan. My God.
I love Joe saying there's going to be mass flooding due to liberal tears.
Oh, God. Yes, and if they do get it, there'll be massive celebrating. But conservatives are smart enough to know there's nothing to worry about with that. Politically, it's damaging. What's your celebrity match, Joe?
Okay, this would be the featherweight division with real feather bolos and Speedos.
Oh, God.
Adam Shifty Schiff. And Eric Sweet Swalwell.
Oh, my God. The featherweight division with Speed. They'd be dressed in Speedos.
I love that you gave them nicknames, too.
Right. And the shift. Can you imagine how the sweat pouring down the back of the pencil neck there? You can use that guy as an erasure.
I mean, he's dripping down the pencil neck.
The pencil neck, yes. 855
He's such a pretty image.
Oh, God. Yeah, Swalwell is a guy, I don't even think Democrats can put up with that guy. He's smarmy. He's the definition of
smarmy.
I think
he could fight, though.
Swalwell, you think?
I think
I don't see it.
Adam Schiff would have his head bashed in.
No, Adam Schiff definitely would be the weakest. Several of them could, 855-839-1210. So who is it you'd like to see as the out question today? Little celebrity, a boxing match. Democrats are going to keep this going through the holidays. Maybe there'll be a Hallmark film on it. By the way, Hallmark, the head guy that we've been talking about, has said today he is open to doing a film with same-sex characters in a Christmas show. So I'm okay with him saying that. If Hallmark wants to do that, I have no problem. The issue, though, is saying that Christmas is not secular, not religious. That's the only problem I have. Whatever characters they want to put in there to, quote, diversify, that matches their audience.
Sure.
But it's the Christmas thing that this guy can't get away from. All right, 855-839-1210. You'll get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push #1210. Backlash against the people attacking Peloton. I like it. We have a very fit audience. I can feel it. Hope you're considering joining us this coming Tuesday, December 11th. Ryan Mannion and two other women who, I mean, the ultimate sacrifice, Gold Star Women, their book, The Knock on the Door. This is going to be a fabulous night at our new headquarters, Entercom, the hub in downtown Philadelphia. It's all up. Just go to our website, speakerseries.com, 1210WPHT.com/speakerseries, and you'll see all the details. And it's free. There are two options. One's free. The other is, if you'd like the book, it's $25, but there's going to be refreshments there around 6 o'clock. I should be there around 5:45 to see you, and I'll be doing the interview with the three women who really are fabulous. You know how I feel about the Mannions, the Mannion family, the Travis Mannion Foundation. It's coming out of that. This is going to be a great speaker series. So I do hope you'll take advantage of that. As I said, it's in downtown Philadelphia. If you work there, you just stay over a little bit. It'll be a spectacular night. Last night, this Rich Pruitt guy and his wife Dasha, the stuff that they put on, these meetups, you got to come to the next one. I don't know when it'll be yet. Takes an unbelievable amount of work. 400 people out there. Just a tremendous night. And I got a fancy fruitcake out of it that I have not even opened yet. I don't know if I'll share it even.
You're fine in not sharing that.
Joe looks like he's hungry for of that fruitcake. Tomorrow, it's a Friday, we have to break it out. I'm going to keep it here until tomorrow.
It would be a first. I've never had fruitcake.
Tomorrow, then. 10 o'clock hour, the vortex hour, Joe, when you come on with your stuff. You can sample. This is a fancy fruitcake, though. Italian, a chef prepared it just for me. Fancy box and all. They really do it right. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board. So we're trying to determine, why are the Democrats now doing another Judiciary Committee hearing on Monday? And the obvious answer is they know this was another, not only a failure, it didn't compel, but this Carlin woman, by throwing up the stuff about Barron Trump, stepped in it here, in addition to everything else. Big story today is Nancy Pelosi is moving more toward impeachment, calling upon articles of impeachment to be drawn up. We have Alan Dershowitz tomorrow. Dan, make sure I ask him. I'm writing myself a note, too. He's on at 9. How many articles of impeachment? What is he hearing? What will they do? I think they'll go with 3. They'll throw emoluments in as the third. And they're calling Trump, this is the king factor, and exactly what the founding fathers didn't want. They're seizing on this king stuff today. We'll probably have a montage of that tomorrow that's out there. 855-839-1210, you get on board. Let me go to, Sylvia in Wilkes-Barre on Talk Radio 1210. Did I say Wilkes-Barre correctly?
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
I'm originally from Philly, born there, raised in Upper Darby, but I've been here for 17 years, so I learned how to say it. It's Wilkes-Barre.
Okay.
the The reason I'm calling was that whole thing you're talking about, the king thing that they're now doing, the latest thing.
Yes.
It's laughable to me that the Democrats are even, you know, talking about the Constitution because it's so obvious they despise it. My theory is that they realize most or probably all of Trump supporters are very patriotic, very pro-Constitution, and I think they're trying to frighten us into thinking he's going against the Constitution, and in doing that, that we'll turn on him, and they'll get our votes, the independents, and the
Trump
supporters.
And you and I know the only thing that will have people turn on Trump is if Trump becomes part of the elite, the swamp, and goes down that. Anything else, not going to work. It just doesn't.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, the more they push their supposed support for the Constitution, the more nauseous I get, because they are such liars. You can see right through them that they are so anti-Constitution, not patriotic. They do not love this country. So it's not swaying any of the Trump supporters that I know, and there's a lot in this area.
Oh, absolutely. Give us your celebrity boxing match, Sylvia.
It's Melania Trump and Pam Carlin. I think Melania could get her in one hit, because you don't get between a mama bear and her cub.
Well put. Exactly right. Yeah, I wonder if, why she hasn't surfaced yet to comment on this. Oh, why am I blanking on her name? The vice presidential candidate for McCain.
Sarah Palin?
Sarah Palin. Yeah, Sarah Palin talked about the mama bear and the whole thing. You know, nobody reasonably going to go, hey, you can't bring kids into this. You know, you're a liberal will even say that. What's the difference between that and a progressive? Well, a liberal will say, you know what, this woman shouldn't have said that about Barron Trump and bringing him in. Okay? A progressive might say, oh, no, what about this? What about Rush Limbaugh? What about what conservatives do? Nope, it was a misstep, and it wasn't off the cuff. It was practice. It was scripted. She was going to make the point that Trump is a king, but he can't make under the law. He can name his son Barron, but he can't make him a Barron. And she thought, oh, that'll play so smartly in the room. People, there was that nervous giggle. Let's hear that, Dan, the joke from Ms. Carlin. That would be quite a match. A mom versus this miserable scold. That even Democrats have to look back and say, really? Is this the type of person we should have been putting out there front and center? All right? Does that make any sense? And that has become the takeaway from this, that it's all over the place. And if people snark and say, well, yeah, it's fine to beat up on Barron Trump, then you know you're dealing with somebody who's just not reasonable. You got to admit it when it's wrong and say, no, you shouldn't be doing it. You have it, Dan? Here's how it sounded.
Kings could do no wrong because the king's word was law. And contrary to what President Trump has said, Article 2 does not give him the power to do anything he wants. And I'll just give you one example that shows you the difference between him and a king, which is the Constitution says there can be no titles of nobility. So while the president can name his son Baron, he can't make him a Baron.
Thank you.
Kings could.
Notice there's laughter, but it's kind of like, oh, boy, you know. And that was practice. That was the line she wanted to say. All right, let's go to Rita in Westchester. Hey, Rita. Good Thursday. Welcome in.
Oh, thank you, Dom. Same to you. It's an observation about the liberals like each other so much, whereas conservatives don't. And for years, I've been watching the liberals, and I think, God, it's like high school. They just can't stand to step away from the safety of the crowd. And that's, you know, it's if you look at it through that perspective and everything they do, it's so obvious.
Yeah, there is
candidate. I guess that's it. The candidates, like,
yeah.
One says, I like one payer health plans. Well, then everybody else has to like it more. You know, they are lockstep. They don't seem to be. You're not on safe ground if you have your own opinion, basically.
Well, that's well put. And you, Rita, what you're saying is happening. They keep on upping the ante so that by the time you get to the fifth one or so in the debate, they have to say something even wilder than you can imagine to appear to stick out from the crowd.
That's right. And the problem with that is, if you look at all these hearings they're having, the problem with that is, Like when my kids were little, I'm not very good at making up stuff. So I would, somebody said, one of them said, make up a story for his mom instead of reading it. So I made up a story, and I did it I don't know how many days. And finally one of them said, Mom, it's the same story. You just keep changing the names of the people.
Right.
And that's what the Democrats are doing.
Absolutely. Rita, do you have a celebrity match?
I wish I did. I don't, but I'm enjoying everybody else.
Thank you, Rita. Very nice call. All right, so we'll see who we ratchet up with. You can get in now with your celebrity match. Celebrity boxing match. So far, I have two that have been spectacular, Dan. I don't know about you. I like the Stallone and Putin one a lot, but I did like the Kellyanne Conway, George Conway, and the three sets of boobs would be in there, including George Conway's.
Yeah, that was Kellyanne Conway and Mary Madeline versus George Conway and James Carville.
Right. I like that one a lot, but I like Stallone and Putin. That's a very good one. So Nancy Pelosi holds this news conference, and friend of the show, we used to have him on a lot, maybe we'll get him on tomorrow, James Rosen, used to be at Fox News, remember the guy that President Obama went after, right? Remember that whole thing? He asked her, after she does her diatribe about impeachment in the press, he asked her a question, do you hate the president, Madam Speaker? Do you hate the president? Do you hate President Trump, Madam Speaker? But he says it once. Do we have that, Dan? Here's how it sounded.
Do you hate the president, Madam Speaker? Because
I don't hate anybody.
Representative Collins, the reason I ask.
We don't hate anybody. Not anybody in the world. Don't accuse me.
I did not accuse you. I asked a question. Representative Collins yesterday suggested that the Democrats are doing this simply because they don't like the guy.
I have nothing to do with it.
I think it's an important point.
I think the president is a coward when it comes to helping our kids who are afraid of gun violence.
What the heck?
Cool when he doesn't deal with helping our dreamers, of which we're very proud. I think he's in denial about the climate crisis. However, that's about the election. This is about the election. Take it up in the election. This is about the Constitution of the United States and the facts that lead to the president's violation of his oath of office. And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
Oh! Don't mess with me, but no hatred here. All right, put that at the top of the rotation, multiple plays tomorrow on this. Nice question by Rosen there. And he backed it up with Collins, the minority lead on the Judiciary Committee, said this is mainly they just don't like Trump, hate Trump, if you will, don't like, whichever one you want to go with, okay? And you know what gets me charged up here? Not just how addled, saying stuff about gun control victims or what am I supposed to say, climate with Pelosi. What gets me is the Catholic thing again. And it's not Pelosi, all right? You know what it is. You listen. You're a faithful. It's the Catholic Church not doing something about this. People like this who get on national TV on the issue of life say that Thomas Aquinas, this was on the Meet the Press, was in favor of abortion rights and get away with it. And yet, the refuge is, I'm a Catholic. They always go back to that. They grab on to that part of Catholicism. And the church, they let them get away with it. Wouldn't you think there'd be somebody out there, somebody in the hierarchy that would say, you know, this comment with Nancy Pelosi is interesting about Catholicism. We're just saying there are many aspects of being a Catholic, but we know at the heart of it what is the prime aspect. So, you know, hear what I'm saying. I'm not negating what she said about helping the poor, whatever other adult stuff she said. I'm saying, though, what's the prime issue with the church to their credit? We know what it is. Life. The ones that are holy and devout and following this, right? We know what it is. How about stating that for Catholics in the wake of this diatribe? It's fine to talk about social justice. It's fine to talk about all these tenets. even if they want to throw illegal immigration in there. But the prime directive of the Catholic Church, if I had Archbishop Chaput here and he wanted to comment publicly, I think that's what he would say. That's whatever his suggestion is that he thinks, what's the prime thing? Does it mean all these other things are not part and parcel of being a faithful Catholic? But the prime directive for anybody, commonsensically, you got to start with life, right? So I don't blame her and Biden and all these others because they've gotten away with it. I blame the hierarchy. And I'm not saying they have to drop a gavel on them, but they should remind Catholics, it's fine to mention these other fabrics of being part of as a Catholic, but everybody knows what is the prime directive? Life. All right, we got a heck of a contest going here. I got so many good ones on board. Be ready. We're coming to you. Lightning round. You hit us with who you'd like to see in your celebrity boxing match. That just happened moments ago. Nice work by Dan getting that together, and DJ spotted it. I only get a goal here. They get assist on this. By the way, Dan's getting bashed on Twitter. Please keep it up at DomShow1210. Yeah, big time. Why are you getting bashed?
Because I posted today that I had two Cokes so far during the show, and I'm wired. I'm jumping off the walls here.
Right.
A couple people have chimed in saying, are you wired enough to run another mile? And another guy says, you know, maybe you can actually walk 0.5 miles this time.
Exactly right. There you go. Joe looks unwired.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.